countryman, Samuel Adams.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. Now we're heading quickly toward 2022. We're moving forward quickly. I am going to talk about the Alexa, firstly, let's talk about just a couple of articles. Presently, people are ditching their Alexa. Alexa, you're fired, out of Zero Hedge. Yesterday's program or article. A quarter of the users abandon spying device within 2 weeks. They sign up for it and they bail on it within 2 weeks. According to internal data obtained by Bloomberg, 15 to 25% of new Alexa users during 2018 through 2021 abandoned the device in the second week of ownership. The company lost $5 on average per Alexa device sold, and by 2028, they expect to have the number. Generating revenue through the Alexa devices has been challenging, hence why Alexa now has features that will tell you what to wear when asking about the weather. You don't want this in your home. Get rid of it. Then it says that there were about 75,000 complaints and continuing. The Amazon users fed up with company surveillance and their capitalism tactics to harvest their data with the core purpose of profit making. It has led to a three-class action suit alleging that Amazon devices recorded people without permission. The always on microphone, has sparked controversy with privacy advocates. So, this is what's happening with Alexa. Now, out of the Foreign Intelligence, this was yesterday also on the 25th, RT.com. A machine touted as the world's most advanced humanoid robot freaked out at its creators after it reacted with visible irritation and grabbed the hand of a researcher who got into its personal space. A newly posted video demonstration of the interaction shows the robot called Amica tracking a moving finger before furrowing its brow and leaning back as a person's hand comes nearer. After the researcher pokes its nose, the robot then grabs their hand and moves it away. Well, fortunately, it just moved the hand away. But this thing is going to learn. Next thing it's going to do is break your finger. The impulsively lifelike robot, which is being developed by British firm Engineered Arts, has been billed as the future face of robotics and the perfect humanoid robot platform for human-robot interaction. The gray-colored machine somewhat resembles the robots from the 2004 Hollywood adaptation of Isaac Asimov's I, Robot. Amica is said to offer the whole range of human emotions, together with realistic eye and facial movements. The developers noted that this behavior was even starting to freak us out at Engineered Arts, as we are used, or as we are used to it, and we are used to it. Huh, I wouldn't be used to that. So Amica reacts as things enter their personal space. And there's an early warning about the dangers of the technology potentially going rogue. It will go rogue. Trust me. Much like an earlier demonstration of the machine this month, however, the interaction appears to have been pre-programmed, and in a previous video, Amica wakes up, rolls its shoulder, and curiously looks at its arms before showing surprise, irritation, and breaking into a creepy smile after noticing the camera. So, it is called Mesmer Technology, which was created to mimic human emotions and expressions, bone structure, and skin texture. Mesmer Technology, like mesmerized, like hypnotized. Well, so that's to begin with. I will cover things that I listened to part of Alex's program today, and I will not cover what he covers. There's really no need to cover that. He's doing a very good job at what he does. Now, we're going to talk about, as we go into this break, probably right after, some of the points I want to talk about today are Donald Trump. What is going to happen with Donald Trump in the near future as we move toward the 24 election? We're going to just go to the halftime here pretty quick, the 22 elections. What is his future? Also, what is the future of Donald Trump's children? Are they going to enter politics? What is the future of Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris? Are these women planning to continue? Is the Hildebeest going to move forward with her insatiable plans to dominate, rule, own, control, destroy the nations of the world, like she was part of has been part of that destruction for your whole life? Will be back.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Life Choices received a $20,000 year-end matching grant challenge from a generous donor. Every life is meaningful, and your gift of any amount saves lives of babies and mothers. Go to lifechoices.org to donate or call 303-651-2050. Make twice the impact from $20,000 to $40,000. Go to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050 and make a difference for life.
That's what Hillary is planning to do. She's planning to... She's planning to run.
Run, Forrest, run! Run, Forrest!
But is she going to be successful? I have an article here. This is all out of the allnewspipeline.com. With Hillary Clinton finding a way to sneak in the back door of the White House, Kamala Harris, better remember, the Clinton body count. So, Hillary Clinton's failed presidential runs and arguments for why she kept losing using sexism, racism as excuses of why she is not more popular. Take it a step further now. Does someone have to be... Well, how out there does someone have to be to look to who could arguably be the most unpopular woman on the planet for advice on how to overcome her own unpopularity? This is a woman who holds a very good chance of taking over the presidency of the United States should Joe Biden become incapacitated, which some argue has already happened concerning, this is Kamala Harris. So her judgment, decision, and excuses all become the more concerning. Well, polling is clear. In all the polls, she is underperforming, and in some, she is showing such low approval numbers, they are calling it a historic low for any modern vice president. Joe Biden has been on a month-long slide toward historically poor polling numbers, and yesterday the USA Today Suffolk poll was even worse for Vice President Kamala Harris. And this was out of just late yesterday. Biden's approval rating hit a dropped to 28%, to 38% Biden, Harris's to 28. 51% majority of respondents say they disapprove of the job Harris is doing as VP. Rather than acknowledge it has been a rough ride and assure Americans she would do better, she decided to take a page from twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and blame everything and anything except herself. She blames sexism and racism in one shot, saying, if she were a white male, her media coverage would be better. Ms. Harris has privately told her allies that the news coverage of her would be different if she were any of the 48 predecessors whom she has described as all white male, white and male. She also has confided in them about the difficulty she is facing with the intractable issues in her portfolio, such as voting rights and the root causes of migration. A New York Times article stated, we see that Harris is in regular contact with Hillary Clinton as they quote Clinton on her take of why Harris is so unpopular. This is what Hillary said. There is a double standard. It's sadly alive and well, Mrs. Clinton stated in an interview. A lot of what is being used to judge her, just like it was to judge me or the women who ran in 2020, or everyone else is really covered by that. The two speak every few months on the phone. In November, Ms. Clinton visited Ms. Harris in her West Wing office. Playing the gender, and in Harris's case, the gender and the race cards, are always the fallback positions for female Democrats that fail in politics. In their minds, they are always the victims of sexism and racism rather than their own failures. Kamala Harris has sought the counsel of twice-failed presidential aspirant Hillary Clinton on the best way to reverse diving approval ratings while at the same navigating the travails of public life, according to the report Thursday. Pardon me. So, why do I find this interesting? Is Hillary going to make a comeback? No. Is there going to be a president, female president of the United States of America? Maybe for 2 hours while there might be an operation. But any longer than that? No. Is Hillary going to come back to win an election? Is she going to sneak in some way when Biden is removed? No. You know, the Bible is interesting. The Bible can talk about nations, and it can also, in the same verses, talk about many different things. In Isaiah chapter 47, there is an analogy, or there is a story of a kingdom, of a nation. And it's also, I believe, a story of an individual. And I've read it before. I've talked about it before. I'm going to rehearse it because I think it's interesting. And I think that this audience should continue to realize that in the Bible, there are things that are right at face value, right out in the open. But then God can always use things in the Scripture and hide things until the appropriate time. Well, let's say that in this chapter of Isaiah 47, it's talking about a nation, America. And let's say it's talking about an individual, a very powerful individual female. And Babylon, the nation, is likened to a woman, like we have in the book of Revelation, a woman that rides a beast. It's a reference to a very powerful nation. Let's see what Isaiah 47 might have to say about Hillary Clinton. I'll just present it to you. You consider it. Get off your high horse and sit in the dirt, virgin daughter of Babylon. No more throne for you. Sit on the ground, daughter of the Chaldeans. Now, the Chaldeans is a reference of a nation that was steeped in witchcraft, in deep, deep satanic, child-sacrificing, human-sacrificing witchcraft. Sit on the ground, daughter of the Chaldeans. Nobody will be calling you charming and alluring anymore. Get used to it. Get a job, any old job, clean gutters, scrub toilets. So there's it is stating that as a person, if this is, in my understanding, I believe it is correct, it is stating that there would be an individual who would never know the way to actually work, not skilled at work, not skilled at anything, no natural skills. And the Bible is saying that you better get used to not sitting on a throne anymore and not living like a queen. You need to get a job like a common man, like the masses of society. Just any job. Clean gutters, scrub toilets. There's nothing hard about that. You don't need a degree to clean gutters or scrub toilets. Pawn your gowns and your scarves. In other words, all that you have accumulated, which is a much. You better take it to a pawn shop so you can live in the future, because your way of living is ended. Put on your working pants. The party's over. Your nude body will be on public display, exposed to vulgar taunts. It's vengeance time, and I'm taking vengeance. No one gets let off the hook. This is what God is saying to America, and also to an individual. As you know, in the past, I have talked about the occult world in this country. Well, in the occult world, you have a hierarchy. And you have people in the occult world that are more adept and more powerful in the occult, in the arts of the occult, witchcraft, than others. And here in the last 20, 30 years, we in America have been able to watch and are watching. Maybe you don't look at it the way I do, but you can see that here at the top, what is rising are the great, powerful occult families in America and in the world. And with these occult families, there are those in a family that have greater occult ability than other members of the family. It's the same with these dynasties. You have the Bush dynasty. They were very deep in the occult, still are. You have the Rockefeller dynasties, extremely deep in the occult. They're involved in secret societies. They have international influence. You have the Rothschilds out of Europe. You can look at the occult background and the lineage of the Rothschilds. You can look at the Queen of England and her family and the occult lineage that goes way back, probably 300-400 years, if not longer. Adolf Hitler. You can look at the occult lineages in the presidents or the leaders, the rulers of China, and the Clinton family, Bill and Hillary. It is known that Hillary has higher occult powers than Bill. She's an Illuminati. They're both in the Illuminati. She has higher status. And so this is talking about two things, a nation and an individual that are steeped in the occult world. With the way in which we are watching, and God is allowing all of the evil to be exposed. And as the evil is exposed, there's one common denominator. With Jeffrey Epstein, there is something with Epstein and Maxwell, Ghislaine, that is tied into Bill Gates, tied into Adolf Hitler, into Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab's lineage, there was from the 1600s child sacrifice. I meant to say Anthony Fauci. I didn't mean to knock you off your chair. But yes, their family shield is a snake crawling up, wrapped around, a child, because they used to practice child sacrifice. This is Anthony Fauci. Then within Klaus Schwab, you have to know that just by association, being very associated with the Nazis, his father was a Nazi. Klaus Schwab married a Hilda. I think it was, what was her last name? Tolly? But anyway, she's another Hilda beast. But they merged two great German companies, corporations, through their marriage. And these corporations went back 50, hundreds of years. And in these lineage, there has to be, in my studies, the occult. We're going to continue with this because There's a lot to speak, a lot that the Bible has to say about Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
This is Bucky Dillon, and the Liberty Revolt is back, founded on strategies to engage in the culture war and to develop a better understanding of political philosophy, policies, and their ramifications. So don't miss the Liberty Revolt Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
One pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
There are rabbits, and when you chase a rabbit, you don't know where you're going to end up. Well, I know that in the way that God put together the Bible, there are these hidden meanings, because God exposes everything. Who America is at the end of the world, who rules America at the end of the world, the witchcraft in America at the end of the world. Eventually, everything comes out concerning the witchcraft that took place in Russia at the turn of the century, 1900s, early 1900s, and before that. The witchcraft in England. Why do I talk about this? You know, I'm not obsessed with this matter of witchcraft. But if there is a snake, I had a friend in Longmont. They had a pet store, and I was in my early 20s, and they had a rattlesnake in an aquarium in the front room. When you come into the home, his sister was getting married, and he had people over in the morning to get together and have a few beers and visit, and you know, the wedding was in the afternoon. So we went over, and you walk into the apartment, and here is a glass aquarium, and there is a rattlesnake, probably bigger than a silver dollar, and it's just sitting in there. And there's about seven of us, he takes a mouse and he throws a mouse in there, and we watch this mouse run around because he knew there was danger. But eventually the mouse, because the snake was perfectly quiet or still, the tongue didn't even come out, it just sitting there. The mouse kind of used up. Bang! The snake got it. Whoa, we couldn't believe it. We sat and watched that snake eat that mouse. Well, then we thought, oh, we ran out of beer, so we all took off, and we came back. We got some beer and sitting around just having a few beers about 45 minutes later. And then the friend's girlfriend says, you forgot to put the, or he, she said, the snake isn't in the aquarium. You forgot to put the glass back over the top. And we're sitting on the couch there in the front room, and the friend just said, don't move. Everybody stay perfectly still. Don't move. It'll bite you. And we are all thinking, oh my gosh. And we're all looking at each other. Our hands are on the sofa, on the couches, and our hands go back into our lap. We're looking around. Somebody opened the door, and the minute they opened that door, boom, six of us just bolted out that door. Well, later they find the snake in their bedroom upstairs under the bed. It was going to be a disaster. So if there is evil in a nation, God tells his people to warn the people about the evil. And I'm telling you, that have been listening to this program, you know, as you're watching what's happening in this country, you know that something is not right in politics. You know, with all of the pedophilia, something is not right. You know, with Jeffrey Epstein and the pedophilia and the Lolita Express and his island and the people that visited that island, including Bill Gates, you know that everything that they do has to do with children. Then you know when hurricanes hit Haiti, any of these islands in the Caribbean or the Caribbean, children disappear. In Bosnia, children disappeared. Children are disappearing all over the world. When we in the world begin to see articles and read about Pizzagate, and we start hearing about child sacrifice, and you have in the nation, it's documented that satanic ritual abuse, children and people that have been sexually and ritually abused since they were children through satanic, these people are coming out out of that system. They're escaping, and they're telling the world what is going on. You have to look at it. You have to address the issue. When more and more parents are really keeping an eye on their children so that the children don't disappear. 20, 25 years ago, little kids, 15, 16-year-old kids start disappearing, and their faces are on the milk cartons. Something is wrong. Then you hear about just after, into the early fall, in Germany, they find out that there has been child abuse, pedophilia, all types of sexual perversion, German children missing. The UN reports that this has been going on for 20-plus years at least, and to the tune of, I forget how many millions of children, and you hear about You know, all these children that just disappear. Well, it's like that rattlesnake. We're sitting on the couch, and I remember I'm sitting in the middle of a bunch of guys. And we're all in the front room, and we don't know what to do. And all we can think of is, don't move, don't move. We can only think of what's underneath the couch. If we move, we're going to get bit. And the thing is, we all have sandals on. It's in the early spring. Well, in the late spring, actually. And we have sandals on. Well, there's nothing to protect your leg from a snake bite. People, God is wanting people to wake up to the witchcraft in this country, to the witchcraft internationally, the witchcraft with the Queen Mother and the royals that has been taking place for thousands of years in Europe, the witchcraft, eyes wide shut. This is the type of witchcraft that God is trying to present to the world through His Bible, to talk to them. Here in this verse, it's talking about a nation. Then it goes on to talk about this nation. And here's what it says at the end of the chapter 47. I don't want to read you the whole chapter. And it says that, it says in verse, let's see, what verse is this? It says, you were so confident and comfortable in your evil life. It states that, in your evil life. You say, no one sees me. How many things have happened that no one has found out about? You thought you knew so much. You had everything figured out. What delusions. Smugly telling yourself, I'm number one. There's nobody but me. Ruin descends. You can't charm it away. Is there going to be a Hillary presidency? No. We're going to be back, and we'll continue with this in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts. Not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
I don't mean to startle you, but you need to know, I feel that the people of the world need to know the truth. Now, this is really a profile, a psychological profile of a nation and of a person. She states, you said, I'm the first lady. This is the Message translation. Quote, you said, I'm the first lady. I'll always be the pampered darling. You took nothing seriously, but you took nothing seriously. You took nothing to heart. Never gave tomorrow a thought. Well, start thinking, party girl. You're acting like the center of the universe, smugly saying to yourself, I'm number one. There's nobody but me. I'll never be a widow. I'll never lose my children. But these two things are going to hit you both at once, suddenly on the same day. Spouse and children, gone. A total loss. Despite your many enchantments and charms, you were so confident and comfortable in your evil life, saying, no one sees me. You thought you knew so much, having everything figured out. What delusion. Smugly telling yourself, I'm number one. There's nobody but me. But then Isaiah says, ruin descends. You can't charm it away. Disaster strikes. And this is one of the characteristics of her personality, charm. Ruin descends, you can't charm it away. Disaster strikes, you can't cast it off with spells. With spells. Catastrophe, so sudden and total. And you're totally at sea, totally bewildered. But don't give up from your great repertoire of enchantments. There must be one you haven't tried. So in all of your enchantments and all of your sorcery and all that you do in the occult world, there must be one you haven't tried. You've been at this so long a time. Surely something's going to work. I know you've exhausted trying out remedies, but don't give up. Call in the astrologers. Call in the stargazers. They're good at this. Surely they can work up something. Fast, fat chance. But God says, Isaiah says, fat chance. You'll be grasping at straws that are already in the fire. A fire that is even now raging. Your experts are in it and won't get out. It's not a fire for cooking venison stew. Not a fire to warm you on a winter night. That's the fate of your friends in sorcery. That's the fate of your friends in sorcery. Your magic magician cronies. This is very powerful, the way that Isaiah states this. That's your fate. That's the fate of your friends in sorcery, your magician cronies that you've been colluding with all your life. They reel, confused, bumping into one another. None of them bother to help you. So I don't want to drop a lie on you, so I'm telling you the truth. Could this be, in Isaiah 47, could this be the description of a nation and an individual? I'm going to let you consider that. You read Isaiah 47 in different translations with that thought in mind. So, with this coming election, is she going to be successful in 3 more years, 2.5 more years? Will she be successful? 2 years, actually. I say no. The Bible says no. Donald Trump. Let's go to Donald Trump. I believe Donald Trump is in the Bible. In the book of Revelation, chapter 17, Revelation 17, I think verse 10, or the verses that talk about the riddle, the seven kings, the riddle of the seven kings. Five are fallen, one is making six, and one is yet to come making seven. And there's an eighth one coming, and the eighth one is of the seven. So the eighth one is in position for probably 16 years. Not eight, but a full 16. But number seven is going to be in position he should be in for 8 years, but he is going to be in for a short space, meaning half of what he should have had. This fits the description of Donald Trump perfectly. Donald Trump won 2 elections, but he's only going to serve out 1 term. The seventh king is in for a short space, not a full space. And the present person in power in the White House is an imposter. He really has no authority. Everything, he is just there. He's the shell to carry out the plans of the eighth king, who has to wait to come back in and be noticed or has to be recognized as the true legitimate president or king of this country that will replace Donald Trump. The imposter will be there till the number 8 comes to replace him. Donald Trump is not ever going to resume power in this country again. Maybe he'll have influence politically, economically, but no, his time is over. God is not going to allow him to interfere with the plan that God has for America. The eighth king is coming back in, but the eighth king has to wait in a period, in a gap, until he is allowed to come in. He will come in when the Constitution of this country is destroyed. Between the election and the swearing in of Joe Biden in 2021 and the next king that comes in, there will be a gap. There will be a, it will be, it appear like Joe is the king, but he is not. He's filling in the gap until the eighth that was of the seven returns. We'll be right back. The Present Truth. 1360 KHNC.
The Loveland PE Gun Show, December 11th and 12th, has 2 giveaways from Zip Guns, a Springfield Hellcat on Saturday and an AR-15 on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, and trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
How would you like to get a free IRS deduction, possibly saving hundreds of dollars on your taxes, and do something good? If you've got an old car, you can donate it to help veterans. It's a pain to try and sell a car yourself. So, pick up your phone and make a free call to Veteran Car Donations. They'll come and get your vehicle within a few days for free and give you a receipt to use for your tax refund. Of course, check with your accountant for details. Now is the perfect opportunity to help veterans and get rid of an old car. Veteran Car Donations will come and get it for free. We only ask for 2 minutes of your time right now on the phone to get the whole process started. So please help the vets and make this free call now.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
And for those that are maybe tuning in for the first time and have not heard my previous programs on the witchcraft of Hillary Clinton, you'll have to go back to some of the archives. But anyhow, It is known that through Larry Nichols, who was worked with Bill, he ran pretty much everything for Bill Clinton when they were in Arkansas, that Larry Nichols had stated that Hillary would go to California to meet with a group of witches on the weekends occasionally. And Larry Nichols told Bill Clinton, this is not going to be good for your political career. And it is known, widely known, of Hillary and Bill's activities in Haiti when they would go have the chief witch doctor pray for them when Bill got in trouble with Monica Lewinsky and other scandals. So the fact that she is a witch in witchcraft and has more powerful Illuminati power than Bill is known. I'm not stating anything new. Now, in my study, in this country, in America, there has never been a more powerful person, a female, that has the occult power that this woman has. Solo, and with the people that she has around her, she has an entourage of thousands of people in the occult that are on her side. And the same with Bill. She's much more powerful than Bill. And but her witchcraft will not compare to the power of the witchcraft of this eighth in the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, the riddle of the seven kings. Five kings, a sixth king, a seventh king, which will continue a short space, and an eighth king to come. The eighth king is of the seven. The eighth king in the history of mankind will have more powerful satanic abilities than any other human ever in the history of mankind. The eighth king that is going to eventually be the one who will replace Donald Trump. And I believe he has to replace Donald Trump before Donald Trump would have his second full term. So before 2024, that election, I believe this person, number eight, will have to come in. His witchcraft is much greater, much more powerful than that of Hillary Clinton. As powerful as she is in the occult, and other people, Fauci and Klaus Schwab, the people involved with Epstein, the Queen Mother and her lineage, her family, those around her in Europe, people in the secret societies, the Skull and Bones, the Pilgrim Society, the Eastern mysticism, all of the religious occult, the cults, the religious cults, the Eastern mysticism, no one will have the power that number eight will have. And number eight in Revelation, in Isaiah chapter 47, is talking about a person, an individual, who I believe is you know who, Hillary, and also a nation that she would have her power in and has had her power in. But her power is not going to continue, is not going to resume with the power of this great nation. That's it for today. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com. See you tomorrow for another program. Be right. We'll see you then. Be back. Bye.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.